Georgia's legislative session ended last week, and now many of those bills that are passed are waiting for the governor's signature.
Well, this week we're talking to our WABE reporters about what happened under the Gold Dome in different areas, from transportation to business to education. But we start off with the environment, and WABE's Molly Samuel, who watches that for us. Welcome back, Molly.
Thanks, and I want to know what my DJ name is.
Oh, that might take a committee.
Yes.
Since we're talking about the legislature.
I'll check
a
back
study
in later.
Committee.
Yes. You will have one, though.
All right.
So how did the environment fare? I'll start off first with Neil Herring, who's an environmental lobbyist, and he'll let him sum up his view of the session.
It wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been.
So with that in mind, there were five bills that we sort of followed as environmental this session, though you could make a case for a sixth, and we'll get to that later. Starting off, there were two that kind of had to do with water. First, the fate of the Georgia Soil and Water Conservation Commission. We talked about this a few times on the show. And this was an agency that monitors runoff from farms and construction sites. A bill passed that takes away its independence and changes its authority on a couple other things. This, to environmentalists, would be a bad thing. Here's Herring again.
If the economy continues this pattern of recovery and there's more development, we're going to see more mud in the streams than we would have seen if this hadn't happened, or that would be my expectation, and more mud running onto other people's property.
So this was sort of a development bill, and there's a second one. The other water one also is about development. This is one that Herring was happy about, and it says that you can't build right up onto marshes. We're talking about coastal development, and you've got to be, this is actually clarifying a rule that was in place and came into question, but you've got to be 25 feet back. You can't build right on top of the marsh.
So, Molly, it seems like here we're talking about two different things here. We've got both environment and business, and a little bit of mixture in between here. In terms of I want to go back to that commission, because it had been around for decades and decades, and did we really ever find a concrete reason as to why the governor wanted that to not remain independent?
My first answer to you is stay tuned.
Okay.
but there are other, you know, one reason is that there was the argument that it would save money to roll it in with the Department of Agriculture. There's other stuff going on that this commission, regulates construction sites and,
stay tuned.
Okay. You mentioned the marsh bill also. This bill basically puts up a buffer for between the marshes and construction. These are salt marshes, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. So we're down on the coast.
Some environmentalists, at least from what I heard in the last few days, said, okay, there are a lot of loopholes here, though. And so there seems to be a little bit of division within the environmental movement itself over how happy they are with this bill.
And what happened is there were kind of two big ones, and they actually got closed. One was that you could build up to the, right up to the marsh itself, as long as you had some kind of, piles of rocks on it, some kind of riprap or something. And so that got closed. The other one was that if it was a project that had a permit from the Army Corps of Engineers, it wouldn't be susceptible to this rule. That also has gone away. So
this is a stricter bill than the environmentalists were afraid would pass.
That's right. And it's stricter than the original one was.
And Molly, there was also a bill that for many homeowners and business owners that would like, which is if they want to install solar panels. So now there was legislation that would help them in the financing part of that.
That's right. And, the first two bills we were just talking about, these are kind of like environmentalists against business, you might say. This one was really, probably both businesses and environmentalists would be happy about it. Here's Republican Steve Gooch from Dahlonega.
Now there's companies out there that will be able to provide the financing for the homeowner, and they get paid back over time based on the amount of usage of the panels and how much electricity they get to sell back to the power companies.
And I just want to thank Michelle Worth there, who got that cut, and Jonathan Shapiro, the other Capitol reporter, is following up on this story, I believe. There's another construction bill, as long as we're sort of on the most of these have been construction. This one would go back into the bad category, if you ask environmentalists. And this is, so to back up a little bit, the U.S. Green Building Council is what they run, kind of the most popular green building certification standard. It's called LEED. You've probably heard of, LEED certified buildings and colleges and lots of places like to trump up, we've got all these LEED buildings. LEED uses a forestry standard that doesn't consider most Georgia lumber to be sustainable. Now, there are other ways you can get points in LEED, and using local materials is also, you know, counts well for LEED. So Georgia would count there, but it doesn't, it's not considered sustainable. This bill that passed says to use green certification, whatever certification standard you're using has to consider Georgia lumber to be sustainable. This effectively bans state-owned buildings, including university campuses, from building to LEED standards.
And then there was the one of the most talked about bills this session, the bill that said local governments can't pass their own bans on plastic shopping bags. Like, I think San Francisco has a ban like that, and you're from San Francisco.
that's the the plastic bag ban is how I've been thinking about this one. Yeah, lots of, you know, it's been real piecemeal in California, since you mentioned, and it's actually going to a statewide vote because it's been, you know, piece by piece. And Georgia lawmakers, some said it's really confusing. We don't want locals, you know, we don't want cities to be able to ban plastic bags or any other containers either. So this is what this bill would have done, and said you can't ban them locally. This one, it ended up being, you know, not exclusively an environmental conversation, but also a local control conversation. And that bill died. So locals can ban plastic bags.
So we went through five bills, but you mentioned a bonus one?
Oh, yeah. You know, I want to give you guys something extra, a little. So the sixth is the transportation bill. Well, you guys, I know.
Wrapped into the environmental legislation
so
back
and forth? Here's the connection. So I know you all are going to get more in-depth into transportation later this week, but one thing to add is the bill that passed does not have any funding for transit, and that is something that, you know, people who like to see that kind of thing are disappointed in.
And there was a bill that Rose was watching closely. This one involved the feral hogs. And actually, this bill quite seriously said they're a nuisance, and it restricts the transporting of feral hogs and also eases some of the restrictions on trapping and killing them.
How are you going to move your feral hogs around, Rose?
I am thoroughly disappointed in our legislative session here. But no, just I guess for me—
And it passed.
It passed. Mm-hmm. And not taking a stance, I was just kind of wondering, are there any limitations as to how people can get rid of the feral hogs? Are they just going to have folks going out shooting the hogs?
There's some regulations on the trapping, but I'm still looking at all of the fine print on that one.
And did we ever settle the official state mammal? That gets settled.
I believe I that one passed.
Yeah,
so it's the deer.
White-tailed deer.
And not the gray fox.
I'm going to keep my opinions on that myself.
Okay.
It's 114. Molly Samuel, thanks so much.
And I do have your hip-hop name.
Oh, yeah?
It's Grandmaster Molly.
Thanks, Russ.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for.